One day, the clouds gathering overhead with a threat of the first snow of the season, Bryn was going about her regular duties, bringing water from a nearby river, when she noted a commotion within the village, over by the stables. Sensing immediately that Runtley might be involved, Bryn dropped the two buckets and sprinted over, to find many Baronese, including a fair number of soldiers and including Yatol Dayak and Chejole Didak, bringing out several of the pinto ponies. Bryn winced when she saw Runtley come out of the barn at the end of a lead, handled by a Baronese. She pushed through the gathered folk to the front of the Togairu line.
What are they doing?
Bryn spoke to a young Togairu woman, Chinirok, who was standing beside her.
Yatol Dayak thins the herd. The chosen horses will be taken to Baron for sale.
Before Chinirok had even finished, Bryn started across the short expanse of open ground toward Yatol Dayak, who was directing the handling. He saw her coming, obviously, but pretended not to.
My horse is among the group on the left.
The group on the left is leaving for the market in Dayan.
My horse is among...
You have no horse!
The volume and intensity of the man's voice brought Didak's hand to the hilt of her sheathed sword and brought many of the nearby Baronese soldiers to attention.
By the terms of surrender, all horses are the property of Chezru chieftain Yakim Dawan. Learn the rules and your place, wandering rube.
Bryn glanced over at Runtley, but only for a second, turning back on the atoll, her rich brown eyes going narrow.
Runtley is my horse.
Truly?
Truly.
Learn your place, wandering rube.
If this is not my place, then I will take my horse and be gone from here.
You have no horse.
You are Togairu. You understand the meaning. There can be no mistake here.
Do not allow the mistake that I was born of Togairu parents to bring any misunderstanding, fool. You have no horse. Now go back to the other peasants and be silent before I lose patience with your ignorance.
Bryn turned to Runtley. The horse reared and threw his head, tossing the Baronese handler to the ground.
Desist, or I will have the horse killed.
Release my horse, Yatol.
Dayak was in full retreat already.
Kill the girl! Kill the horse!
As she started to pursue, Bryn saw Didak coming in hard. Bryn waited until the last possible second until Didak was upon her. Then, with muscles honed and balance perfected from her years of Benel de Sada, the oven-trained ranger pivoted on her back and thrust out. One, two, three. Her magnificent sword slicing through the layered armor and driving hard into Didak's chest. Bryn wasn't sure that the warrior woman had even registered the fact that she was already mortally wounded. Mortally wounded, but probably still dangerous, Bryn realized. Bryn's fourth strike was perfectly aimed, taking her in the heart. The reality of the moment, of the kill, hit Bryn hard indeed. But she pushed it away, having no time, and charged hard at Yatol Dayak. The man put his hands up.
Take your horse, Wanderer. Be gone from here. I have no quarrel with you.
Bryn stared at him curiously, contemptuously. He was an appointed leader, but he was obviously a coward. So great a coward. Not lowering her sword and not letting him slip away from her at all, Bryn glanced to the side.
Runtley!
I am not your enemy, Wanderer. I am Togairu.
No!
You cannot kill me and hope to survive. Please, get on your horse and be gone.
No, fool. You are no Togairu.
The religion of Yatol.
This is not about the robes you wear. No, this goes deeper. No Togairu would steal a horse.
The horses are the property.
No Togairu would ever order a horse slaughtered.
Yatol Dayak's expression was of genuine astonishment when he looked down to see Bryn's magnificent sword buried deep in his belly.
Damn you and damn your new ways. Flame Dancer, burn brightly!
She tore her sword free then, and turned to see the many Baronese and the many Togairu staring at her with disbelief. It didn't hold, and the Baronese soldiers started to charge. Bryn went up Runtley's back, guiding him with her strong legs. She clenched her left fist, bringing forth the pulsing white shield of her enchanted Powery Bracer. She didn't run off, though, but turned and galloped into the heart of the charging Baronese line.
Kill!
Baronese soldiers scattered before her. She ran one down, finishing him with a devastating chop.
Ah!
She let Huntley trample another to the dirt, then charged back the other way, toward the home of Berichuk and Salona. To her relief, the couple was waiting for her, throwing her the bow and quiver. The pursuit was half-hearted at that point, and Bryn could have taken Rutley out of the village easily enough. But the young ranger was far from satisfied. She slid her sword under one leg and took up her bow, charging back toward the barony's pursuit. A couple of enemy soldiers were up on horseback by then. Bryn smiled wickedly as she thought of the first major challenge that Lady Dasselon had thrown at her. She saw her enemies as she had seen the targets at Dark Knight and Enderblock Innanus on the torchlit field. Her aim was no less true. By the time Bryn Dariel and Huntley charged out of the small village, her quiver was emptied of its 12 arrows, and 10 Berenese, including Yatol Dayak and Chejolet Didak, lay mortally wounded. A few arrows arched out of the town in her general direction, none coming close to striking the mark. Bryn pulled up a short distance away, turning to measure the danger. But no pursuit was forthcoming.